Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I am your introduction tonight, and I am your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. And tonight I'd like to welcome back Dennis Cole. He's an astrologer who began Aquarius services in Auburn in 1976. His focus is on using metaphysical knowledge and service to people from all walks of life and to several countries around the world. Much of the consulting is done by phone, and the reading consultations are recorded on CD and mailed to the clients. He writes, conducts lecture, play shops, teaches, and consults daily. He says that no subjects are off limits and that there are no judgments. He asks that the people who seek guidance and answers in consulting with him be open-minded, eager to understand the bigger picture and how we can create our own reality consciously. Dennis loves to share workable tools to help others to find peace, understanding, and love by revealing their natural life cycles, soul's game plan, and the responsibility necessary to lead to the joy and unconditional love that their soul would love for them to allow. And so let me introduce Dennis. Dennis, once again, how are you tonight?
David, doing fine, and thanks for having me on the show again.
Great. Well, Dennis, before the show, we talked just for a moment about the fact that you have some upcoming classes, and so this might be a good opportunity to put that out there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Pulling my planner here, these are in Liverpool, New York, BOCES, OCM BOCES, and the first one starts in April, or restarts, and I'm turning to that page in my planner here, and that would be Modern Astrology, you know, a guide to understanding self and others, and that runs three consecutive Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m., Liverpool, New York. Any details about how I can sign up online if anybody's interested or if they want to give this number a call eventually, we can give them more information about that. But they can probably find the catalog online, Liverpool, New York, OCM BOCES courses catalog. The other one starts on, and this is the first time I'm offering this as a course. This will be just two consecutive Thursdays, and I beg your pardon, that first one was three consecutive Wednesdays starting the 15th of April, whereas this next one is the I Ching. It's an ancient oracular system for accessing inner guidance, one's own inner guidance. It's a wonderful tool, as astrology can be when understood for, you know, self and spiritual knowledge. So that'll be a two-week course starting on the 9th of April, and then just two consecutive Thursdays, the 9th and the 16th, and that's, again, from 7 to 9 p.m., Liverpool, BOCES. Finally, flipping the page just to the next up couple of months coming up for a little variety, on May 13th, we start another three-week session. This one is Metaphysics of Love, Journey to Meet Self. It's a key to understanding relationships and improving relationships or finding enjoyable ones. And that's, again, from 7 to 9 p.m., 13th, 20th, and 27th of May. And then we're repeating the I Ching course in May. That would be the 7th and 14th. And, again, if anybody wants to give a quick call or try to find those online through BOCES, they can do that that way.
And what would be the number they would call?
I'm looking to say, I should have a catalog here somewhere, but
right.
It could be Googled, I'm sure, but I'm just looking to see if I have it in
okay.
About six address pages here.
Okay. Not a problem.
If when we're talking or when you're speaking with someone, I'll also be looking for it here.
Okay, that's fine. You can interject that at any point. And for
sure.
The listeners, if you didn't have a pen handy, you can listen to the podcast after this show. It will go live within about a half hour, so you can get the information that way. And we do have several callers, Dennis. Would you be willing to take a few calls? And then we also, in the course of the evening, we're going to talk a little bit about conscious co-creation and perhaps the law of attraction as well. But my first caller is from area code 224, and you are live on the air with Dennis.
Hello. Hello, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill.
How are you doing?
So you want
and,
my birthday,
I wanted to predicate what did you – well, if you have it, we can work with that as one of the tools that can be used to access inner guidance. There are a number of ways we can go about that. But, yeah, that's a good springboard. Jill, if you want to share that, we can start with that.
Okay, December 17th, 1960.
Okay, got it. And I wanted to say for anybody that's listening that, you know, in 3, 4, 5 minutes like this, that, you know, there's much more to this, but we're going to try to deal with the nitty-gritty and cut to the chase on some of your main concerns, you know, starting now. So, as I understand it, you know, you're feeling kind of in a state of limbo, you know, at least physically.
Yeah.
Is that a main concern, or is there other
yeah.
things that you'd rather talk about?
Yeah, like finding,
well,
like I'm staying with a friend now, finding a stable place to live, and anything financially coming through.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the bottom line, and it's going to sound so simple that it's not worthy of a trophy, but your best thing you could be doing, and for any of us, and I'm working on this, what I'm about to say to you myself, and it does work, and that is spend a little bit more time focusing on why you want a better life, but start out with, you know, on your own, if you get a chance, grab a pen and a piece of paper, Jill, just write down a couple sentences of, you now know what you don't want, you've hit the wall of what you don't like, and we'll never run out of those walls because the creation would stop expanding without those engines teaching us what we want. Because as soon as you run into what you don't want, you know what you want. So what would you say? We'll do it verbally here for a second because this is the most important tool you could use to bring yourself to what you're asking for. What do you want instead of feeling stagnation or whatever? What do you want?
I want doors to open and movement to take place.
Okay, it feels like that has a little bit of I'm not moving. And
right.
Without any words, when you write this down, just write down, ah, God, I've always wanted to do this, now I can, that this is the peace and harmony, you know, and I'm having faith that it isn't going to go away. And I just love this. Thank you, universe, for bringing this to me. You know, and you go a couple sentences that way, of bottom line, without dragging anyone else into the equation. Just Jill be Jill. And like if you had a magic lamp to rub. But keep it general. If you get too specific, it might be too hard to believe, which is what's holding things back. In other words, you think, okay, if I want this thing that I'm telling Dennis here, I've got to do this, and I have to have some support here, and I need this. That's too much of you doing Source's job. Source's job is to assemble and orchestrate all the cooperative components to bring you to whatever you write down, but you got to put your vote in. You got squeaky wheels get the grease in this universe, and so you have to tell the universe with focus, here's how I would love to feel and be. You kind of get the idea of that first part of this technique?
Yes.
Now, here's what's going to bring it to you, Joe. That was focus and source energy consciousness that creates universes. We are directing it as extensions of that. In other words, you were source energy before you popped into this planet. And now you still have a part of that around you. You could call it your God body or the Christ body or your soul or your light body or your chakras or your biomagnetic field. Doesn't matter what the label is. God's got your back. And you're never totally severed from that. But you have to do the telling God what next. And when you say, no, 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 I don't like this stagnation and I'm worried about where I'm going to live and whatever and the money, and that's just keeping it away. Even though you don't want it to stay away, source only hears your vibration, not what you're saying. And so if you're vibrating worry, you know, Neil Donald Walsh says in Conversations with God, worry is the activity of a mind which does not understand its connection with me. And that's that capital M-E that we're talking about. That's a part of you. And so you're in charge here. You just didn't know it. Nobody told you that you have the free will to do or be or have anything you want. And because of the momentum of a habit of a lifetime of not getting my hopes up too much because then I'll just be disappointed again, you know, we can all go there. And so, you know, you're going to have to be more one-pointed, but keep it general. Whenever you're in a crunch in any area of life from now on, go more general. And it can get more specific as the next manifestation is near ready, and you'll know when that is when you start feeling excited and you start seeing support just happening to you. But here's part two. We're going to have to wind down here. But
well, you're doing well, Dennis, because what we're talking about is the conscious art of creating. It's
okay. Yeah, so we can take – and I wanted to do that. So this is good. Thanks for that.
Yeah, from that standpoint, I'd say that Jill's reading is starting now. Because
yeah, and plus everything I'm saying to her would apply to any of us.
Yes.
And so it's for any listener. But – Jill, you asked, and this is specifically for you, we'll call it, my teachers in non-physical call it a process of what you want and why you want it. That's what's going to bring it to you. So now you focus consciousness, the God of your being, by writing down clearly, God, this is how I would love to feel and be, without any stipulations about how would this be possible. That's not your job to worry about that. And now what's going to bring it to you is to write down 3, 4, 5, 6 reasons. Why do I want that? And can you tell me one reason why you want that better feeling condition? You know, how would it make you feel? Why do you want this?
Well, everybody wants to feel better.
That's, you said the magic words. It's exactly the right words, because even an amoeba in the ocean or a pine tree or you or me, the reason we want anything, our ever next new thing that will always be there or heaven would stop expanding eternally. And so I'm going to feel better in the having of this. That's right. Now, can you think of one more reason, and then I'll leave it up to you to do for paper homework for yourself, to sit down and write more reasons that will come to you. And once you get into the track, you know, go a half a minute or so, more thoughts will come like that. Or you can worry like you've been doing about all the reasons I can have what I want, and then more thoughts will come like that, and then you'll say, see, I was right, you know, what's God want from me? You know, we all can go there. And believe me, the whole planet is under tremendous crisis energy right now and developmental tension, but it's for development. It's how things get done. And, you know, I won't get into all the astro talk about it, but it's Pluto and Capricorn squared to Uranus and Aries, and you can see it in the evening news, and they want to kill this leader and deal away with the insurance fraud and this and that, and internet bank cards being, you get the idea. It's everybody's got this, you know, individually and collectively. And your job is to focus on joy. I mean, that's why you came into this planet, to become like a little child. But nobody told you that. We see the suffering and we say, but this is a fact. This is going on. That driver cut me off. And we don't realize our prior thoughts have brought to us, in essence, everything that we have ever experienced and will continue to do so without exception. In other words, we're talking about the power that you can have when you realize, hear this, like attracts like. Or you've heard of it in Bible talk as, you know, that which I feared most is, or how would they say that? As you sow, so shall you reap. In other words, this is a law of attraction. It doesn't go away. So do you think there's anything more important, Jill, than you care about and that you pay attention to how you feel? Nothing's more important than that. Then when something doesn't feel right, you know that your thoughts that you're thinking are not how the broader part of you in non-physical is seeing the situation that you're talking about now. In other words, Source is in the silver lining mode about you finding home and settling down and peace in your life and joy and helping other people, etc. It's there for you, but and it ain't going to go away. And the dis-ease that you're feeling, this state of limbo or whatever you want to call it, that you're feeling is really your communication with Source that's showing you that Source is shaking your head. No, we don't agree with that. Source is always in the silver lining mode about your ever next new thing. And because you've already hit the wall and you're there right now in this situation, because you plan to do these encounters along your eternal trail, haven't expanded in the moment that you discovered by bumping into what you didn't like, you discovered what you prefer. Now you need to spend more time in thinking about that, wouldn't it be nice if, and less time in noticing the lack of what you want. It sounds like responsibility, and that's what it is. We have to be responsible for our choice of thoughts. I think Henry Ford and some others have said, you know, think you can, think you can't. Either way, you're right. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, you get it. You know, the glass is half full, Jill. So in your list of why you want what you want, can you think of one more thing that would be a reason about this feeling good besides that? What would be another reason you want that condition, that new condition, that contrast or the Buddhist suffering has impelled you to prefer, but you're spending more time in the what is itis that everybody gets into? These are the facts,
yeah.
Dennis. This is going on in my life. How can I not pay attention to that? Well, Jesus said, turn the other cheek. Away from what you don't like, gave you the gift of knowing what you like, and now spending more time in virtual reality, feeling, creating scenes in your mind, a feeling for a moment as if you're already there. And you know what? That's going to go into your DNA. That's going to change. Heaven has already expanded and is just waiting for you to join in now. And so the diseases that you feel, or that we all feel, are just showing that right now, I'm not believing I can have this. I'm thinking this has got to happen and that's got to happen. That's not your job. That's too specific. So try to go more general. You can do that in your couple sentences that you write on part A. And part B now, those are also general statements, and they're believable. In other words, you want it because you want to feel better, you said. Well, that's believable. I believe you when you say I want to feel better. Can you tell me one more reason you want that condition?
Peace of mind.
What would it do for you?
Freedom.
Huh? Yes, yes.
Freedom.
All of that. Yeah, and we'll give you one more that's more general and believable, because freedom still has about 7% appendage to what you're trying to get away from. Freedom from that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so it's tricky, but once you get used to this idea by caring about and paying attention to how you feel, then you'll get very good at being alert to, oops, and you never want to go, my teachers are non-physical, using the name, they're teachers of teachers, using the name Abraham, maybe you've heard of them. They would recommend, don't go 17 seconds down a trail that doesn't feel good. But you can go 16 seconds in complaining about things, that's okay. But you go 17 seconds and then more thoughts will come like that. But you can also use that as a two-edged sword, and that's what we're talking about here today. You can spend 17, 34, 51, 68 seconds or more, and it'll be right around the corner in thinking about the reasons why you want what you want, why you want what you want, and all those things that you wrote down on first few sentences of, here's how I would love to feel and be. Thank you, universe. So, yeah, your second reason that we'll give you is you can be a source of inspiration for others. Jill, how did you ever do that? How did you ever get through that? You know, you can do your teacher thing, you know, kind of energy. Make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and you know what, Joe? It's really doing what we're all doing. I practice this every day, but each day it gets better. And so you know what I do? Thank you, thank you, thank you. And here's a proactive thing you can use to supplement that. But this is discipleship. This is discipline. This is what you have to do. And you've got the words now, but you just need to practice these techniques of focusing on what you want and why you want it, but less time in the camp of what is itis or what might happen or what happened before. That's what keeps you slowed down, and everybody's doing that. So, yeah, being more one-pointed. And when you create the feeling in virtual reality of as if you've already got your new condition, that's the whole reason. That feeling is the primary reason that you wanted the new condition or a nice place to live or whatever, is to create the feeling of total comfort and peace and joy and trust and alignment with the way Source is seeing things. So that's why this is a wonderful tool, because when you're going off track and you're starting to feel negative emotion, you better catch yourself. And pretty soon you'll rewire thalamus, hypothalamus, whatever, your brain, so that your first reaction when somebody cuts you off in traffic or whatever is, I did that. I was still worrying about there's X number of inconsiderate drivers or whatever. And I was still worrying about not enough money or whatever. And stop that and just go into virtual reality, create a feeling of as if already crossed the Great River, and then turn on your appreciation proactively. And here's a way to sum up that you can proactively turn on your appreciation. Because my teachers say, this is the secret to life. Appreciation is the secret to life. And I know why. Because appreciation, Jill, and joy and unconditional love and source energy, a.k.a. God, that creates universes, is a very similar vibration. So whenever you're appreciating, you're allowing source energy to see and be in and through your eyes and as you, and vice versa. There's no separation from who you really are, as there wasn't before you came into the planet each of these thousands of times. So those are some techniques that will serve you well. You could borrow Dennis's, you could borrow my New Year's resolution. Jill, it's 11 years in a row I've kept the same resolution. And God bless you. I only take one a year. And the resolution is, notice how good things are. You see the distinction there? It's real easy to notice cancer and terrorism and look what's going on and poverty and child abuse and on and on and on. It's real easy to notice those things. But what's in the evening news is only a tiny tip of the iceberg of all the good that's going on this planet. The world does not need to be saved. Everything is great because the law of attraction is never going to take a vacation. But your free will to become aware of the law of attraction and to use that power of knowing like attracts like, that's power. That's one of the four great engines of all.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's power.
Well,
yeah.
You've given her a lot of food for thought.
Yeah,
and all of us, too. Joel,
well,
thank
myself,
you so much for calling.
I want to walk my talk
thank
when
you.
I say things like that, and so I do it more, too. So thank you, guys.
You're welcome, Jill. You take care and call back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great.
You.
Have a good night. You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Okay.
Well, Dennis, I think that we've really covered a lot of the law of attraction tonight.
Absolutely.
And we have four more callers on the line, so if we keep the readings to 6 minutes apiece, we'll get to everybody.
Okay. I'm going to try. My wrist is going to sleep here. I'm going to try to put this on speakerphone so I can open these books and stuff and
that's
write.
Fine. That's fine.
And I think the first thing I have to do is push the mic.
That probably is what you need to do. I'm pretty technologically impaired. I know what I have to do to run the studio.
Yeah, we're all set.
Is it working?
Yeah.
Okay.
You tell me if my voice gets too shallow.
No, you're fine, just the way you are. And we're going to go to area code 732.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say that I really picked up on the theme of gratitude and what you were sharing with Jill.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I once asked a metaphysical minister what the most important prayer was to say, and she said simply, thank you. And boy, did that resonate within my soul.
I agree.
So here we go. Let's see here. It's just taking a minute. Hang in there. Area code 732, you're live on the air with Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hello.
Hi, Dave. How are you? I would like
Hello
to
there.
Have, I would like to have an astrology reading. Do you need my birthday?
Sure.
It's October 9th.
Well, we kind of skipped over that last one, but, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
October
What's your
9th, 1954.
I heard the 9 in the year, and what was the first?
October 9th.
Oh, October. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Got it. In 54. Thank you. And your first name, please?
Caroline.
Okay. Here we go with the astrology. Do you want to know what kind of a cycle am I in right now? When's the light at the end of the tunnel? Or do you want to hear a little bit about this is your life, your soul's game plan for your life focus to start with?
Yes, the latter, the soul's game plan.
Yeah, because everything comes from that.
Yes.
So we're turning in an ephemeris here, just to quickly look up that date of birth. And I'm going to start right out, and I'm not going to talk this planet, that planet, but if you really want to know how did I get that, I will be glad to tell you. So that way we'll have more information for you, bottom line. So we're in that that year of birth, October 9th. Saturday's child works hard for a living. Welcome to the club. And that means you've got some Capricorn in you because Saturn rules Capricorn. You know, Friday is Venus and Sunday's the Sun and Leo and Monday's the Moon and Cancer and so on. Each of the seven visible planets, the ancient planets, are related to the days of the week that we still use. And definitely, I didn't even know, you need to know your birthday if you said I was born on a Saturday, even though you are a Libra, and all Libras become more Capricorn as time goes on. They get more in touch with that business and bigger issues, and Dad will be proud of me now, and, you know, that sort of stuff. You, just by knowing your Saturday's child, and this speaker here is Saturday's child, that even though we're not Capricorns, somehow it's in our birth map. And that means, you know, I want to do what's right, what do the neighbors think, responsibility, work, work, work. I'm going to get to the top of the mountain. I know I can do this. So you have some of that, too. But wait, your moon is in Pisces. And so you got some time-release sedatives here. And out to lunch, what was that my exit? Energy, too, but nursing, compassionate, psychic energy yourself. And, you know, artistic. Certainly leaning. If you aren't doing something artistically appreciative of yourself, you certainly could appreciate things of the art, whether they would be in music or photography, but certainly relationships and peace and balance and harmony and love are a big part of your life. But here's the main thing we're looking for here. I look at the phase angle between your sun and moon, and she was sort of full. She was a couple days shy of full. So, do you have an idea what time you were born, roughly, Caroline?
Yes, 2:56 a.m.
A.m. Yeah, that helps me. So, your early Pisces moon, 2:56 a.m. And so, yeah, that would still be the gibbous moon phase. I'm double-checking here just to make sure. Yeah, okay, 20 degrees to get out of there, and then 15. Yeah. So your overall purpose on the planet and keys as to how you can best deal with your daily personal, social, cultural, relationships challenges, but a key to your life focus, what makes you feel comfortable with life when you're involved in it, is as follows. You are here to have tendencies to want to be, again, sociable and expressive and mental and all of that and peace-loving, et cetera. and appreciative of things of the arts or beauty, et cetera, et cetera, and love, of course. And that said, you're here to feel, get into pursuits that make you feel like you're making creative contributions to your culture. Now, that doesn't have to be a big deal, things like an artwork hanging in a major museum or something. It could be bringing in a bottle of wine to a party. You see what I'm saying when I say creative contribution? That's your energy. That's what makes you feel at home in your life. And it's sort of a Virgo kind of.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're right on, Dennis.
Well, I don't need feedback. I just say whatever, and I'm going to be a mirror. If people believe that he really, I don't think he knows what he's talking about, then I will live that out for you, too. In other words, we all act out in others' plays what they're believing. But the good news is you can proactively say, I want to attract people into my life that are more in a match now with what I'm becoming. Peace-loving, referee peacemaker, compassionate nursing, psychic or whatever. I can help. I can work closely with people, publicly or otherwise, and help other people who I feel are limited or confined or addicted or whatever in some way as you see them. And, you know, when you're helping others like that, in service to others, making your creative contributions, the Course in Miracles words kick in here, and they are, everything I give myself. This is salvation's simple formula, you know, when it's from your heart. So, yeah, I feel you can be emotionally, lovingly supportive service to others. But wait, we said Saturday's child's got Capricorn somehow, and we see your north lunar node, your new soul-building direction, is that. Meaning that your Cancer, many lifetimes of family, home, maternity, tradition, motherhood, apple pie, the American flag, or whatever, you know, you're still, that's still like a spice in the new cake you're building. But the new cake from an early age is, I'm going to leave mom, dad situations, whether they got divorced or you left home at an early age or whatever. You wanted to pick yourself up by the bootstraps and come to this achievement and fulfillment and deal with bigger issues out there in the world of others. But we're not saying to throw nurturing, emotional, supportive energy out with the bathwater. You still have that nursing kind of mystical energy about you. We're just saying you've been there, done that with self-parenting and that in other lives, and be the cornucopia for the outstretched hands that came into your life. In this life, the people you want to nurse and work closely with would be more in alignment with your soul's game plan if you were having fun when you're doing it. So you can proactively tell the universe, these are the kind of relationship and work experiences that I want, using that process that we just talked about with Jill. So as far as the cycle you're in now, and keeping in mind your hot button to get to the top of this mountain is, besides the Capricorn words, perseverance, practicality, responsibility, step-by-step progress, don't take things personally, don't misuse power, be a proper human being, all of that's given here. But your key to it is your Saturn location. And your shadow in Jungian terms has been somewhat that also can become a great strength. And the key to that, get to the top of the mountain with the managerial energies that you have. Your key is don't be afraid to bring out your desires to get to the bottom line of where you stand in managing with others. But try to do it without attitude. In other words, there are no victims in the universe that's orchestrated by like attracts like. And that includes you. You've never been a victim of anything, even by the letter of the law, if they did say that. And by the letter of law, they may have things to learn, but it's not your job to try to control conditions. You control them internally by telling the universe, here's the joyful kind of life I intend. And then you go out and have fun in your now, and then somebody can come up and say, Caroline, did you ever get that next new thing? And you could say joyfully, no, because you've got something to look forward to. So while we're on our way to our ever next new thing, that these contrasts in life are necessary to create in a physical leading edge of heaven that we're in, the yin and yang of it, that makes this possible for God to feel through its perspectives, through us. The key then is to go have fun in your now, even if it doesn't relate to your ever next new thing that contrast impelled you to prefer. Go have fun in your now. Begin to think thoughts in virtual reality about why you want what you want and how you trick yourself into the feeling as if you're already there. And that great feeling of joy and appreciation and so on that you arrive at in your now before you ever get your ever next new thing is the reason you wanted the next new thing, so you don't even need the next new thing. You kind of get that?
Of course I'm here. Yes, of course. Of course.
So
I agree with everything you just said. Yes.
And, of course, what I'm leading up to is then the next thing comes to you because there's no longer any panic about I got to make it happen. You're already got the essence of what you really wanted was to feel good. In other words, you wanted that unconditional love and joy, which is why we're here, to ever create self anew. Heaven isn't a stagnant process. Yeah, it would be ho-hum, ho-hum, peaceful, and so on, but boring. And so source energy, this is about God loving God. Source energy, through its diverse, unique, beautiful perspectives, gets to experience feelings in this leading edge of heaven, leading edge because of the yin and yang, because there's always going to be the contrast of what you don't want polarized with what you'd prefer. That's how it expands.
Thank you.
Isn't that fun to know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you.
It's been great to have you tonight.
Okay.
And Godspeed.
Okay. Caroline, even if she's hung up.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, Caroline, you're in a winding up of a 9-year cycle this year. In other words, your numerology, you're in a 9-year now, and you're in a 9 major life cycle, the middle part of your life. And so I'm going to say September, you wind up a lot of things about concerns about work, about health, about past details that you need to take care of. And you're already ready for new beginnings in October, which you are every year, but every 9 years you underscore that. October 9th. Oh, my God, that's your birthday. Powerful. New beginnings is what the whole next year is about. And, yeah, it can involve your relationship with others and connections and so on. And, again, on the 18th, and more in terms of your shadow that we were talking about not being afraid to bring out your desires and find out where you stand. Is this going to be a joint checking account or whatever with someone? And that'll be the 27th of October this year. So good luck as you wind up the past. And a part of what you're winding up is your high ideal that you've always had about soulmate and about love and about spiritual oneness, consciousness with all it is. So I feel you're also this year, besides winding things up, you're at new levels connecting with spirit. And I'm sure you've already connected very much so. As I said, you have your little guardian angel supportive crew, your family's within you.
Yes.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
Okay, dear. Caroline, thank you for calling in tonight, and God bless.
Thank you, Caroline.
Bye now.
Namaste.
All right, our next caller is area code 786. You're live on the air with Dennis Cole. Who's on the air tonight? Hello? Can you hear me?
I thought I heard her say.
I did too.
Low or something. Well,
yeah, I'm talking to area code 786. Can you hear me? All right, let's try area code 780. And 780, you're live on the air with Dennis Cole.
Hello, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Hi, Jay. Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. So.
Hey, Jay,
interesting.
What can we do for you?
Yes, I just wondered, I'm looking for an astrological reading, please.
Sure. If you want to give your birthday, we'll do a mini reading.
Sure. March 24th.
I was going to say, you got to have some Aries and you have a name start with AJ or S. 324. And if that's as much as you want to give me, we can work with that.
No, we can
too.
Do 1964.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
1964. Yeah.
Now we're going to the Year of the Dragon here.
Yes.
Chinese calendar. And quite a few people around there. So it just pops right out. Your Tuesday's child, that's Martes, Mars Day in Latin, Tuesday, and which would tell me you're very Aries that away also. And AJ or S for first initial, and lo and behold, you are Aries. But wait, you're also the 24th is 6, which is Venus. So you're also, and there's only 6 pairs of signs. So you are an Aries Libra type. And so as we look at your phase angle between the sun and the moon, that tells us a lot about your main purpose on the planet. And we see that the moon was in Leo, the romantic sign, the children sign, the willpower sign, the creative sign, the leadership sign, the intuition sign, and so on. And that's a cousin to Aries anyway. So you got this leadership ability. But with the 24th in the middle 30 years of your life there especially, there's also that referee and supportive and let's look at both sides of things and so on. But definitely a lot of leadership and intuition and creative self-expressive capacity here. I feel that if you knew the time of birth, but you're probably still a Leo moon. Yeah,
well,
I don't
think
you picked into Virgo.
I can tell you what time of birth I was
at.
11:54 p.m.
Thank you. Yeah, so it's pretty close to Virgo, but it's still Leo. 11:54 p.m. Got it. And so here we go with your main ways that you can deal with your daily personal and social and cultural relationships challenges. But again, it's a key to your life focus. And, the Bible says, the Christian Bible says, the lights were put in the skies for signs and for seasons in Genesis. And the signs, I feel, are your natal potentials, the script for the actor, actress, planet, and what modifies those psychological driving force symbols of the planet, your exalted Aries sun and your Leo moon, a lot of fire here. And even your mind, your Mercury, your perceptive antenna is in Aries, Jupiter, your basic personality is in Aries. You're about ready to do a Jupiter return every 12 years, and that's coming up this coming year, meaning, hey, vacation, speculation, buy a New York lottery ticket or invest in gold, or, I mean, you're in a, you've always had that kind of energy of enjoyment, entertainment, creative self-expression, and need for activity. But your Venus in Taurus is saying, I also have some very down-to-earth values. I want a significant other that would be very sensual, very earthy, very natural, very supportive, very practical, with some stability. And, of course, that's the woman within you that we're all looking for when you incarnate as a male. And your own moon and your own Venus sign or very soul or anima related. But your Mars and your sun are in what woman like in a man is the man's Mars sign and their own Mars and their own sun sign. And since you have those two archetypal ones, Mars and Sun are both in fire in leadership signs and willpower and initiative and take charge and generosity and creative, self-expressive and joyful, entertaining kind of energy. You be that naturally. It's your basic personality. But what you're attracted to, the soulmate that we're all looking for, and it's really a search for the inner marriage. And when you put that first, that's not going to shortchange a significant other that could be in your life. It gives you a bigger capacity of love for that person. And and the reason is, in order to get to that unconditional love, you first have to go through unity consciousness. In other words, to have a substantial feeling of God vibration, a.k.a. unconditional love, that presence that knows all as well, that we're extensions of, you go through unity consciousness. I think Emerson's poem, The Sphinx, really speaks to that in a roundabout way. But back to your Tuesday child, Marte's very Aries, very Leo. Your predominant distribution of planets are in elements that relate to fire, and there's four functions of consciousness that Carl Jung spoke of, fire, earth, air, and water. And in astrology, these are related to the temperamental tendencies, the signs of the zodiac. They go fire, earth, air, and water, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer. And again, fire, earth, air, and water, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio. And again, fire, earth, air, and water, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. These are called the triplicities. There's or elements in life. They're a part of our temperamental tendency, and there's four of them. And the fire one that you have predominantly is the Jungian function of consciousness that deals with intuition. So you got intuition, and especially if it's anything creative and new and joyful, I mean, you think you're thinking. We all think we're thinking, but it's really our openness of our crown chakra, our pituitary chakra, of mastering judgment on a particular subject that allows this stream of well-being that flows eternally, that creates universes, a.k.a. consciousness or source energy that we're extensions of, to transduce down to a lesser frequency of light, which is still a very high vibration, and come to register in your right or left cerebellum eventually after going through touching the, you know, whatever it is, 58 trillion cells average. And so you have a new knowingness, but in order to get to that I know feeling of how to ride a bike or how to swim or that this is my life focus or whatever, to get to that, you had to let go of concepts, preconceptions such as I'll never be able to do that or I don't have enough money. And then source energy just bounces off your light body, your connector of spirit to matter that your brain serves the function of. And so whenever you're mastering judgment, you've mastered the seventh seal, and then more and more and more comes in. There's no limit to what we can do or be or have as co-creators. It's just that limited beliefs about reality are the only thing that are... But wait, that doesn't matter because you've got eternity. Whether you're not your body, you, as an extension of source, are a part of forever. And you've been building in lives and lives. There's no past or future. We're multidimensional. But you've been building, and you have the free will in this lifetime to use your intuition and to put on a Nike t-shirt or whatever and just do it. Just go for it. But try to do it diplomatically, because your new soul-building direction is calling for that last word we use, diplomacy. I'm looking at 2015 for that last statement. Going back to your new soul-building direction is supportive energy, the opposite of the person we just spoke to. In other words, you've been used to being the chief or the governor or the president or whatever in other of these lives that are probably cloned into your DNA, what you think of as past lives. And, yes, you can expand with organizational ability and deal with broader, important, or bigger issues and important situations and so on, be the creative director or whatever, but your new soul-building direction is to pay attention to the outstretched hands that come into Jay's life. In other words, you're becoming a cornucopia. And, but wait, you can't nurture and teach or help someone else to get on their feet, family, home, property, food in the freezer, and live by the water or whatever. You can't do that if you don't nurture you. In other words, the first thing we need to do is, you know, yeah, love your neighbor as yourself. There's nothing more important than that. And so when you care about and pay attention to how you feel, but be capital S selfish, but without attitude. In other words, don't be angry or want to get even with who or what that caused you to want a better life. Actually, at least inwardly thank them for helping you to grow and to expand. And of course, the universe expanded immediately when you hit the wall of what you didn't like. And so there are other siblings and spirits that help make that process possible. So there are no victims. Like will always attract like. Back to your astrology that you requested. So your purpose then, 324, your purpose is the moon is in the first quarter phase, Jay, and meaning airy sunlight shining off Leo moon. Your purpose is to use your strong will to build some structures for the actualization of Jay's goals and objectives. In other words, that capital S selfish again. When you be you without attitude and worrying about how does this look or what others think, you know, you bring in some of that from other lives, that idea of how does this look and what are other people thinking and, you know, wanting to be respected. But the love that you want in this life and can have an abundance of joyful love and the respect that you want and things under control that you seem to try to and never quite get there sometimes, it seems, or here I am going the same pattern with someone else or another condition or another work thing, all of that comes to you from self-control, self-love, and, you know, self-responsibility, let's say. So back to, that's your purpose, is to capital S selfishly, step by step, build for helping to bring about your goals, your children. You attract young people, children or children of the mind, i.e. creative self-expression. That's your thing. And you need action and new beginnings. You know, you need to get personally involved, actively involved. I mean, you just stagnate if you couldn't be doing something. But you also are more and more building towards that anchor to reach out from for all these activities. In other words, your base of operation, home or property, family. Well, we could also say your own process of individuation. In other words, knowing who you are at the core of your being. And so when you put that marriage first, the inner marriage first, and then are joyfully willing to share with a God substitute, another unique perspective of all it is in this leading edge of creation, then you're doing what you're here for. You came in with free will to write these scripts that you've written for yourself of creative self-expression, building for your joy. And while you're here, your purpose is to learn how to joy your way to joy. Dennis, tell everybody, tell Joy, tell Jay, what's the best single sentence we could sum up with to say how we can all do or be or have anything that we want? Nothing's off limits. And that would be by getting skillful at and willing to follow the trail of your free will chosen thoughts that make you feel better and better. Sound kind of simple?
Yep.
Sound not worthy of a trophy? Well, you can try it. See what happens. And, of course, the shortcut to everything is to go on rampages of appreciation for about 3 weeks and watch what happens. In other words, use that prayer without ceasing called thank you, thank you, thank you. A green light day, parking spaces, items on sale, the phone call worked out great. What do you do? What I do is say, you're so good to me. But make it personal, you know. Connect with who you really are. Get into that Jungian process of individuation and knowing that heaven is within. So I hope that serves you well, helps you a little bit with whatever's going on. Numerologically, we could say you're in a power year, and September could be more money or something to do with work and health and personal growth and service to others. It would relate to an area where you've spent so much energy in this life and will continue to do so. because it's your reigning conscious desire, and it's you, it's very much you, and that's your Mars in Pisces. But wait, Mars rules Aries, and we're all 12 signs, but the reason you are extremely Pisces is because your chart sun sign ruler, Mars, is in Pisces. So you put a lot of energy into spiritual development and into the inner world, and what about my stuff, you know, dealing with the idea of spiritual as it's associated with being yourself and so on. You never need to talk yourself into anything. None of us do. We need to do things when they feel like the next logical step. We need to do things that feel good to us without dragging others into the equation, but definitely to do it with no attitude, no judgment, no anger with who or what that caused me to want a better life. Actually, you could actually inwardly thank them for helping you to grow and the universe to expand. Okay, I think
Thanks.
We better wind down, Jay. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for the great reading. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, too. Thank you. Well, have a good night, Jay. Dennis, you know, one thing I was interested in is you kept talking to Jay about the big S word for selfish, and a lot of people will look at that word and think that that is not a good thing, but that's certainly not the way that you put it forward.
Yeah, I could elaborate on that if you'd like.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, capital S, selfish. Everybody hit the ground worthy. In other words, the old desiderata thing, you are a child of the universe, you have a right to be here and so on. You're a co-creator. We're extensions of source energy. So it's a representative of all that is being selfish. And what could be more important than allowing God to love God?
Right,
and
right.
So we also mixed in, that'll help you understand the way you've worded the question very well, that we've put in the idea, but just do it without attitude. And in fact, when somebody is being themselves and they're not worrying about what their neighbors think or how does this look, they can't even be challenged. It would defy like attracts like. They can't be challenged. So it'll be smooth. And then the only one that's got a problem is somebody that's maybe silently judging that or whatever, but it's not our business to try to fix them. Our business is to only jump up on stage in a play that is created by the law of attraction. In other words, source energy, in other words, all of us, are connected, source energy assembles and orchestrates vibrationally all cooperative components. So there are no victims, and that's why do you think, to answer your question further, why do you think people love little kids? Because they're full of themselves. They're being real. They're bringing the whole of who they really are to the table.
Right, right.
So those are some other ideas to look at. And, you know, people would say the other thought I had when you first said that was, the Buddhist idea that, I guess an Eastern philosophy idea, we'll say, I think it would be Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj, I could be wrong, but that's what's coming to me to say, said, let go of your desires and fears and the thoughts they create, and you're at once in your natural state.
Wow.
Well, that sounds like an argument for don't be selfish in a roundabout way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's just semantics.
Yeah.
I agree. At one level, desire with detachment about outcome. That would be the way to say it.
Yeah.
Desire with detachment about outcome.
Right.
Be yourself without worrying about how does this look or what are others think, but also keep the attitude totally out of it.
Well, I'd never... I've always thought that attitude was so important, and for me, I've been taught to cultivate that attitude of gratitude.
Well, negative attitude.
Right, right.
Positive attitude.
That judgment thing that you talk about, which is where we attach ourselves to whatever conditions we're perceiving.
Right.
And that is not necessarily a good thing, although we certainly go through those points in our lives. And I think it's important for us to take that attitude that's the silver lining, and that's part of our human experience, the duality, if you will. And so I don't know. I think that's probably a wrap. I don't know what happened to that one caller. I trust it was the way it was supposed to be.
And what you just said about silver lining is a very important point for my part to sum up here. Whenever we're feeling negative emotion, which we won't feel if we don't care about and pay attention to how we feel.
Yeah.
Whenever we're feeling negative emotion, you know source is in non-physical, shaking head sideways, doesn't agree with the way you view this.
Ah.
And kind of the opposite of that point is whenever you're feeling joy and unconditional love and excitement and passion, and, you know, source is nodding, we agree. That's the same. You're seeing it the way source sees it. Whenever you're looking at a hummingbird and a flower and just without any thought, just feeling that unconditional is the word, love, that is our source energy, you are allowing source to experience its creation in and through one of its children, diverse perspectives, when you're in those moments, which I'm calling second coming. In other words, you've had second coming. Whenever you've gone to a point spontaneously where all of a sudden you just felt joy in your heart and it was less mental and more heart from some experience, that's a second coming. You're in the same vibration as all that is.
Well, I've got one final question for you.
Sure.
And this has to do with the notion that one needs to seek forgiveness from a higher power. To me, that implies that one has erred in some way, and from that standpoint, I don't have a problem with it, but a lot of people get caught up in the notion of sin, which I've heard a great acronym, swimming in negativity, as an acronym for sin. But a lot of people get caught up in shame, like I should be ashamed of this, you know, please forgive me. What would you say to people that... Well,
I know what to do.
Okay, go ahead. Go for it.
I mean, the whole thing, you're all coming at once here. First of all, when we feel shame, that's a negative emotion.
Right.
Like we just said, source doesn't see it that way. Remember, we said source is not only that presence that knows all as well, that creates universes eternally. Creation's expanding eternally. The Big Bang ain't going to be over, so to speak. Source is a vibration of, hear this word, unconditional love.
Yep.
In other words, source had kids, and the kid that's feeling ashamed is source in imperfect form because the physical temple that's connected to the God body, the Christ body, the light body, the chakras, that is the part of God that we still are, even though we beamed out of all source energy and came as that ever-expanding part of it. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. You've
right.
been judged. We can tell ourselves I'm doing the best I can, and it impels us to go more and more into that process of individuation, or you could call it stabilization, realization that heaven is within, that if people would look at Luke 17:21, I think, in the Christian Bible, it's like, you know, these guys are asking Jesus when's the second coming, and he says the second coming doesn't come by observation. Don't look here or there when they're telling you to go this way or go that way or be ashamed of this or whatever, for the kingdom of God is within you. So how can you have expansion in heaven if you don't have negative emotions at times to show you communication from your source that right now I need to turn the other cheek.
That's the contrast part.
That's it.
Yeah.
And it's the essential Buddhist suffering. Same thing as contrast. It's a part of the creation's expansion. Without those engines of expansion, ho-hum, it would be kind of boring.
Well, unless you say so otherwise, I should let you know there's one more caller on the line, but I know you wanted to finish up at 7:30.
I'm all revved up here. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, then we'll go to area code 207.
Okay.
And thank you for your indulgence, Dennis. Okay, area code 207, you're live on the air with Dennis Cole.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Cindy.
Cindy, nice to talk with you.
Hi, Cindy.
And what can we do for you, Cindy?
Well, I'm very interested in astrology.
Okay.
And
want to share a birthday? Go ahead.
Yep, 7/12/49.
Okay. And is there something specific you'd like to know?
Well, I'm in the grand T square that's been going on, which is going to end next Tuesday.
Welcome to the club.
So, how is all of this going to end?
Well, it's never over. I mean, there's always going to be
this has been a biggie.
Well, it is because those are transcendental planets and they move very slow. In other words, for example, Pluto and Uranus, everybody's under that. And as individuals, we need to look at what house, that is, what stage or setting is it in my life? Is it in my marriage house or my career house or my early environment or my mind, or where is it in my birth map?
It's in all of the ascendant, descendant, midheaven, and home.
So you really,
all of the major
homes. Now you know what we mean by crucified into materiality. You picked up the cross, the horizon, and the midheaven. And in fact, a book I'm writing is really predicated upon that notion that life is the life of a sprouting of a seed, or a birth of a baby, or a birth of a new business, or the birth of a first meeting with someone. You can create a horoscope for those moments, from, as you know, from latitude, longitude, and so on. But I look at that as the cross that we pick up. Jesus' shortest sermon as he held out his arms was, "Behold God." People misunderstood and they thought, oh, he's God. Well, he is, but he's saying, you can do these things and more too. That he was an exemplar. And so that's our story. We dare to incarnate into suffering. In contrast, we are crucified into this plane of materiality. And when you have a T-square like you're talking about, which I've done a reading for someone with that recently, you really do feel it. And it's like, which way to go here? And I would go more general and back off a little bit sometimes from some of the detail and more put in an insurance policy in your bank in the sky, which you've already done as you were growing. If you hit the wall of if you hit the wall of contrast, you've created such things, and they're coming in here and there. You know, they're flowing into your life. But you've created such things as well-being, abundance, love, rewarding life focus. We've all got some of that, and it comes here and there. But you can really let it rip as follows. We'll give you some tools now that can help you with this first and seventh house, you know, working with others, using the initiative, and using it to build and to achieve. And so decades ago in Auburn, New York, I sent away for a booklet, Secrets of Success, or some such title. And the only thing I remembered from it, Cindy, was make your motives for what you want, your ever next new thing, make your motives be for the highest good of all involved.
Mm-hmm.
So these tools that we're about to give you will empower you to expect these things to flow more readily into your life, because they're there. The creation's already expanded when you hit the wall. And if your negative emotion or any disease that we have in life, fender benders or arthritis or poverty or whatever, any disease is just a measure of the gap we've got going on between the you, the bigger you, all that is, that became the essence of your next new thing that you wanted. And, you know, all those insurance policies. So it already exists. It ain't going to go away. Once a thought's been thought, it's part of forever, and more thoughts like it join in. So now your work is to go out and have fun in your now. Become like a little child, knowing I've asked, and I don't need to re-ask, because they'll slow anybody down. Billions of us have been there, done that, where we re-pray something. You don't need to do that. You just need to do it once from the heart. Source becomes it, the universe expanded, and it'll come to you when it feels like the next natural step. And the homework in the interim is to go out and have fun in the now and not every time you think of the next new thing that you want, to be in a good vibe when you're thinking of it, instead of in the lack vibe where
right.
you notice I don't have it yet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when you pump yourself up in the now, have fun, even in unrelated situations of thinking, that'll still bring in some of these insurance policies that we're talking about and more
okay.
readily flowing. So all of these are about, you know, that Wayne Dyer idea, you'll see it when you believe it. In other words, these are to help you increase your belief and expectancy. So the first
okay.
one, why is motives for the highest good of all involved helping me to be more expectant? Well, because then you're on the team with all it is. You are in unity consciousness. It's a super personal request. And then you would dare to say to the universe, I'm going to need one of these. I would like one of these. Could have happened pretty quick. Thank you very much. Because there's no doubt whatsoever that you are on the team asking. The next tool
right.
you can use, I feel you already use it and very well, would be self-parenting. In other words, do something nice for Cindy every day without guilt,
oh,
without
yes.
Shame, as David was saying, without shame.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself. If it feels good to you, it is good, because that when you're feeling good, you now are in alignment with the way Source is seeing this. When you're feeling negative emotion, while Source is in the silver lining mode about the same subject, the reason you're feeling negative emotion is because you're not seeing it the way who you really are sees it. So you get that idea. So
yeah.
self-parenting
yeah.
could be chocolate or
yeah.
call in and get a reading.
Yeah.
It could be put the pen down and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a big deal thing. Be nice to you. And, of course, Law of Attraction says how you vibrate is what you're going to attract. They're going to hold a door for you and let you get ahead in the grocery line, and it's a stop sign, and you get a compliment, and you have a good hair day or whatever when you be nice to you. The next tool,
yeah.
and we're going to come back to that, but the next tool you can use is when you come to a fork in the road, and I don't know that I should go this way or this way. I don't know which way to go. You use your gift of the ability, first of all, to gather a little data about it, the options, and then your gift for anything, your guidance system, your infallible guidance system about the right direction is good feels good, bad feels bad. It's all you
right.
need to know about anything. Never deceive you. But
yeah.
a lot of times we'll tend to go down the bad fork in the trail anyway because I don't want to hurt anyone. Or what do the neighbors think? Or I've invested too much in this. I can't change now. Stop all of that. Be selfish. But without
anything. Well, that makes sense.
Another. Yeah, you can have compassion with detachment because you've had to touch hot stove. When you were 2 years old, you had to learn about gravity and fall down. And so other people are learning what they wanted to learn. They hit the ground as adult souls. And so there are no victims in a universe that's orchestrated under like attracts like. So, you can sometimes, if you're really feeling drawn and somebody's summoning and allowing, you'll feel in your heart that I can, if I'm meant to help, universe, make it very clear, and you can help out. And as long as you're doing it from your heart, you're also pumping up the jam on your immune function and theirs, and your life is getting better when you perform an act of kindness.
Right,
and,
yeah.
The next thing here. This final tool we've hinted at all around here today is you could synergize this for 3 weeks. You could try out with self-parenting. They're both fun things to do, and that would be to go with the self-parenting would be appreciation. In other
mm-hmm.
words, I've got a quarter in my pocket. I'm wealthier than 80% of over 7 billion people. And the sky is blue today, and the glass is half full here. I can see it. I had a good outcome. I've always been given what I need. It's wisdom when you know that. You're
mm-hmm.
always going to be given what you need. But that has to go under the following statement. We always always, always attract into our life experience whatever with our free will we're choosing to think about most, whether we want it or not. It's nice to know. It's power to know that. It's also a responsibility to know that.
It sure is.
Yeah. And those are two major engines of all of our co-creative experiences. The third engine is the wisdom, knowing you're always going to be given what you're given, that we just talked about. And the fourth engine is the one we're talking about right now, and that is unconditional love. Appreciation and joy and unconditional love are all very related. And there's no greater power than the capacity to love unconditionally. And that doesn't always have to mean another person. It could mean this job or just loving unconditionally. When you're in that vibe, you're having a second coming. You're in alignment with Source. You're allowing Source to experience its creation in and through one of its perspectives, one of its children, you. You're eternal. Of course, you know that.
Yeah.
And so after 2 weeks of self-parenting and noticing how good things are, and rampages of appreciation, I mean, you'd be in such a high place. Dennis, why doesn't God do that 24/7 instead of crucifying yourself into contract? Because the creation was not expanding. We want expansion. You know, heaven is the process. And it's not about when I get to Florida that I'll be happy. It's about, yeah, I'll be happy momentarily, but there's always going to be the next new thing. And it's about the journey. It's about the excitement of planning it. It's about figuring what you're going to do. And you understand all this.
Yes.
So, anything else?
No, I was just kind of curious about that major T-square going on.
Oh, okay.
I'm wondering what was going to show up next for me. I have a Libra ascendant sign.
I'm going to cut to the chase here and get you involved in this.
Okay.
I have created Rosetta Stone between the language of astrology that we're familiar with and a language that you know also, 53 cards in a regular deck of cards. Okay?
Yes.
And I want you to shuffle an imaginary deck. And our question is, Dennis, what does my inner being know that I most need to hear right now in summary about this Grand Cross T-square?
Yes.
What does my inner being know that I most need to hear right now in summary about that? Does that sound like a good way to word it?
Yes, it is.
Now we focus, and now by reflex of the universe, the answer can be clearer to us because we had to focus first. In other words, genius is focus, and Source energy responds to focused consciousness because Source is consciousness, is the God of your being. You're always pointing it so heaven can expand. And it doesn't matter if you point it on shame or joy. Source says, we agree, have some more.
Yeah, right.
So here we go. And David, if you wanted to, could contribute or whatever, if she wants you to. But Cindy, just throw some cards. Don't worry, you're not going to make a mistake. I've done this thousands of times with audiences and so on. So just throw some cards. Diamonds, hearts, spades, we need clubs, one of each suit. Face cards, number cards. You got a 53 card deck. Whatever pops to your mind. Are we being analytical here?
Yeah.
All cancers think like Virgos. So sometimes you do want to discriminate and put the scissors back where you can find them. But right now, just relax and have fun with this. I guarantee you can't make a mistake.
Well, that's good.
And I shouldn't have even used the word mistake because you're not in front of an audience or anything. My daughters can do this. They spout them off. Audiences do it. It works out beautiful every time, even when people start out a little bit.
Do you literally want her to call out four different cards or one card?
Yeah. I hope she understood.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever comes first.
So I have to pick four different cards?
Yeah, just pick one at a time. How about a diamond or a heart or a spade or a club or a
face
card or a number card?
How about an ace of spade?
Thank you very much. And now we got three more suits to go, diamonds, clubs, hearts.
Okay. How about a Six of Hearts?
Thank you very much.
A Ten of Diamonds.
That really is right on. That's right on, too. And then a Club.
And Three of Clubs.
Oh, she's being nice to herself. You must be an optimist. Cindy's, my first name is Charles. Any name starts with a C, L, or U is a three vibration. Third letter of the alphabet, third, 12th, 21st letter. And even your birthday is that three vibration, 12th of the year of the axe. Year of the axe. And so the trine that you've thrown, the Three of Clubs, is the first geometric figure completion. And you understand trines in astrology, that
yes.
the plot of our answer is going to be fun. It's going to be creative, opportunistic, expansive, protected, lucky, joyful. And Capricorn is the Ten of Diamonds that you threw, the 10th sign of the zodiac. And
I should turn to your
chart here, because people, what's in the sky when they throw the cards from the mind draw, I do it with the group to show the group that our minds are all connected. And often when I do this with clients, what comes up, shuffling cards, literally, or a mind draw, is a match for what's in their natal chart. And turning to your year of birth here. And the 12th is here. And, okay. Wow. I know somebody else that was born the same exact day as you.
Is that good?
But everything's good or bad according to how the individual unique perspective of source views it, chooses to view it. And, of course, it's good. You don't expect anything different. The Sagittarius part of it. But your basic personality, that three vibration Jupiter, is in Capricorn. And so you have that.
Oh, it's interesting because my Jupiter is in Capricorn in my chart at 28 degrees.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And, you're right. It's actually, it's the 29th degree, because when we look at Sabian symbols that I work with, you always go, if you're 6 years old in one day, you're in your seventh year.
Oh,
so you always call it the next degree. Yeah, if you ever work with Dane Rogers' Sabian symbols.
Okay.
We could look at a symbol and add more dimension about that basic personality, since that came up as a subject. But you know what came up? Aries, the exalted ruler of Aries, the sun. The Ace of Spades is the sun. And, of course, that's your sun in Cancer, in the Scorpio section of Cancer. But I notice your new soul building direction is in Aries. And it is conjunct in something in my chart, in my third house of information. So it's all natural kind of connection.
Mm-hmm.
And that you have things relating to my past and so on. You don't just randomly talk with people. You bump into, you've had thousands of encounters with people that you didn't realize, we had some time together, other lives or whatever. Or they went off to the Crusades or whatever. So your new soul building direction, Aries North Lunar Node, in the Sagittarius section of Aries, by the way, in that symbol book, it's in a nice degree symbol, 22 degrees of Aries. And the Six of Hearts is the sixth house in the system that I programmed into the collective unconscious decades ago. And so you threw Capricorn Sun, sixth house trine. Dennis, what I most need to hear from my inner being is this is a solid, substantial, joyful, creative, but practical work involved for sure. And you got a career planet and a work planet, a workhouse for an area of life, service to others, the sixth house.
Yeah.
So I could be a practical, rewarding, creative service to others. It could be I could help a child or children grow creatively and by taking on responsibilities, but it's still got that luck and opportunity. In other words, your plot of the play, I'm looking at the trine for this creative growth here, opportunity, I'm looking at the trine as, you know, cooperation and merging with others in activities in which you realize heaven is within. Just being joyful. Just even the sun is saying that. But I think we need to look at your sun that came up in the cards. And, you know, Martes, you were born Tuesday, is Martes, a Mars day. And that's your north lunar node. And your Mars is in Gemini, which means, you know, lots and lots of new ideas and quick on the gas pedal or the bike pedal, or it could be a debater, got strong arms, hands, or whatever. You know, you know, it's like a quick mind. Nice variety of energies. But you, what I thought you were pausing for was maybe you didn't understand, and David helped say, oh, no, just throw a card from your mind. And
okay.
But your Saturn in Virgo, you know, sometimes that's been your heaven or hell, been work and pet poop in the yard or whatever kind of experiences where you had to try to worry less and imagine more.
Right.
About, you know, because you know you've got a lot of character and responsibility and can be like a creative director type of person and get out there in the world of others with your creations, your the Virgo section of Capricorn that your Jupiter's in. But, you know, your main purpose on the planet with the Aquarius moon, you're like the United States. And sometimes directly or indirectly, you could get involved in government-related things because of your affinity to the United States July 4th chart. You know, Aquarius moon, a home based on revolution and rights of individuals and independence and freedom, you know, that's you. And yet you are very traditional. I want that home and so on. And so you have that nurturing, supportive energy with that lobster crab sign Cancer, carrying your own protection with you, whatever. And yet you got that nurturing moon, food, and mother of humanity kind of energies and group supportive, et cetera, Cancer-type friends, too, because the moon in Aquarius. You've got that energy that, just as a silly analogy, someone I know with the same configuration gave their parents for their anniversary 1 year a lobster.
Oh, yeah.
Outside the box about nurturing and food and stuff and friends. And so some of your friends have that same kind of energy, you know, a little weird, a little different, a little exciting, a little intelligent, humanitarian.
That's
and
true.
All of that.
True.
And, you know, your purpose on the planet is the phase of the moon you came in under was full moon. And so your best key to dealing with your daily personal, social, and cultural relationships challenges that we've been talking about here tonight is to have success and fulfillment in both your personal and social realms. In other words, you could have a significant other kind of scenario, but you also need to get out there with progressive things and use your supportive energy with people and so on. So I guess we wind down now. But I wish you well with that, Cindy. And, yeah, your grand trine is saying just do the work. Use your creative initiative and so on. Step by step, Rome wasn't built in a day. Go out and have fun in your now. And your next new things are already known. And don't try to get too detailed about it. Just go general and do that. Focus on what you want and why you want it. Process, and you'll bring it to you that way.
Oh, great. I mean, that was a wonderful reading. Thank you.
So brief and quick.
It was right on the mark.
Thank you for that. But it's also your summoning and allowing, so wonderful goes to you, too.
Oh, well,
thank you for calling, Cindy.
Thank you.
I'm glad you called in. How's Maine?
Oh, terrific. It's getting warmer.
I want to end up there someday. That's my dream.
It's a pricey state, you guys.
It's wonderful.
Don't come in the winter.
Okay, well, take good care, and God bless.
Thank you.
Nice to talk with you, Cindy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, Dennis, in spite of what the mechanical lady says,
right,
we're not going to be zapped off at 10 seconds. if somebody wants to get in touch with you for a reading, what's the best way for them to do that?
I would say just go to one of my websites, or they could go to Dennis Cole at AquariusServices.net.
Okay. Is that the best place for them to go?
They can also go to my website for all that information. That's AquariusServices.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, David, and thank you for orchestrating all of this.
My pleasure. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.
I guess I should hit.